Hello and welcome to SoulFit Podcast. I'm your host, Camille Babin. I'm truly excited to have you here today. This podcast is all about identity, purpose, and prosperity from within. So join me each week as we dive into insightful conversations and inspiring stories that will help you live your life to the fullest. Hello and welcome to SoulFit Podcast. I'm your host, Camille Babin. Thank you for joining me for another episode. Today, I just want to share a quick message. And I know for the past few weeks, I feel like things have just shifted a bit and things are just different. So I'm just learning to lean in into this new flow, into this new moment or mood or direction. But I trust God that I will be able to relay the message that is laid on my heart. And the title today is simple. It's time. Now is the time. And it came out of the scripture found in John 4 and verse 35. So it's right after the encounter that the Samaritan woman had with the Lord Christ, and her life was transformed. But when the disciples came back, then they saw that Jesus had already eaten. I mean, he said that, you know, he had already eaten. And they were surprised, they were confused, like, what kind of food, you know, who brought you some food? So verse 34 picks up saying, my food, said Jesus, is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. Don't you have a saying, it's still 4 months until harvest? I tell you, open your eyes and look at the fields. They are ripe for harvest. So that's the message or the scripture that the Lord led me to. And even when he said, it's time now, I could find different scriptures, you know, in the word that maybe will convey the message. I will help you understand and grasp it. But I just, you know, couldn't get away from this one. And even for me to understand, I was like, what are you speaking? What do you mean? But even when he says that in context, saying that his food is to do the will of him who sent him, and then he's talking about the time is now, I felt like what the Holy Spirit was impressing on my heart for us today is, you know, we have that tendency, at least I know I did, have that tendency of putting things for later or saying, or finding reasons, right, why this thing will not work now, why this is not the perfect timing. And the Lord wants us to know that, you know, we are not the one deciding, really. We don't know what's happening unless we look closely with the eyes of the Spirit. And I love when he said, I tell you, open your eyes and look at the fields, because I wonder, were they not in the field already? Could they not see that it was harvest time? Did they not know, we will say, the times and the season, right? It's like, if it's spring here, we can tell that it's spring. Maybe not so much in Georgia, but we can tell that it's spring, right? So I wonder, like, couldn't they tell? But I think there is a layer, there is another dimension that God wants to take us into, where we no longer look with our physical eyes, but we look with the eyes of the Spirit. And I feel like sometimes we just get bombarded with the news and with everything that is going around. And it's easy to lose track. It's easy to lose focus. It's even easy to lose hope. Because in the midst of all the challenges and the tragedies even that are happening around us, all these news that we hear, you know, and God knows how bad they are. But I think there is this call or this invitation for us to just look beyond. What if God is saying, instead of you focusing on what is not working, instead of you focusing on the bad news and, you know, all the pain and the hurt and the suffering around, why don't you just see the opportunities? Why don't you see that this is a moment maybe that you've been praying for? This is the moment that, you know, God has called you for. And I know I don't want to sound like a cliche if I say, you know, in the words of Mordecai to Esther, maybe, perhaps, you were born for such a time as this. Maybe that's the time that God was, you know, waiting for you to nurture, you know, he was nurturing you to bring you to that moment. Maybe that was the time when he said, you know, I had something in mind for you. I was holding you back, or maybe I was keeping you hidden, right? Some of us felt like the Lord had us in I don't even know how I'm going to say, but like kind of in hiding. You know, there were places where he would say, it's not the time, or maybe behind curtains. And it may not be necessarily, you know, like for me to say, you know, to go out there and just being seen everywhere. No,
But it's like there are places or there are things that you know that God has laid on your heart, even dreams and goals and aspirations and ideas. And every time you want to just jump and you want to start, you felt like a pullback. And it's like, not now, right? It wasn't the time. But now I come to with this message because the Lord really laid that on my heart and He said, the time is now. So for those of you that were probably waiting for a signal, maybe you were not sure, or you've been asking, what now? What do we do? I don't know. I don't even know when I'm going to do this thing, or God has put that on my heart for many years, but I'm doing this in the meantime, or I'm doing that, or I haven't seen that happen. And now He's coming and He said, the time is now. And it's just as if I hear that whisper, that silent voice that just come, like the still voice that just come and wake you up gently, softly, and that just say, wake up, it's time. Get up now, you can go. And it's really giving us that signal. It's giving us, I really sense that so strongly in my spirit, like God is just calling us. He said, now is your time, wake up. I'm in need of you. Now is the time. And I know we may not fully understand, we may not see the whole picture clearly, but as we go, as we move, as we embrace that call, we will understand. I want to say that just like that Samaritan woman, do you think that when she got up in the morning and she was planning on going maybe like in the afternoon, early afternoon, at noon, to go to the well to draw the water, like she's done that for God knows how long. Do you think that when she got up that morning, she had any idea of what would happen? Do you think she got up and said, today is a great day, I'm going to meet the Lord? Do you think she was saying, okay, my life is about to change today? Maybe she was, maybe she was not. But the reality is, she still went there doing the same thing that she was accustomed to, going back into a routine. And her life was transformed forever. Not only her life was changed, but the lives of other people that were connected to her, that were part of the same community, the same town, their lives were changed as well. And today, that's the message that I come to tell you, that when God said that your time is now, the time is now for you to get up, for you to arise, for you to launch that business, for you to step into that new position, that new role, for you to move into that new season, to get into that new place. It doesn't matter what it is, but the command that is given you, the instruction that is given you, just that you follow the path that is created for you. As you obey, the lives of other people will be transformed as well. So many lives will be impacted and changed for the glory of the Lord. And you may not know, maybe yesterday your life didn't look like, anything was going to change. You didn't even think that anything will happen. Even this morning, as you got up, you didn't even think that anything will happen. And all of a sudden, now you will start feeling, like an alignment. You will start feeling something is shifting, something is changing. And you will be wondering, what is happening? Why do I feel unsettled in my spirit? What's going on? And God is just telling you, now is the time. Now is the time for you to enter into this new season, for you to enter into this new phase, for you to launch that thing. Just go for it. Go with what God has laid on your heart for all these years. Maybe it's dreams that you've nurtured. Maybe, it's something that every time you've tried, it didn't work out. Maybe it's something that you're already doing, but you just don't see the results the way you expected or you anticipated. And now He's saying, but now is the time for you to see it. Now is the time you will see the results. Now is the time you will see the fruit of your labor. You will enjoy, all these things. And I don't know, I'm saying that, but I even see for women that are believing God for the fruit of the womb, that are believing God, like, I pray that, I will be able to hold my child. And God is saying, now is the time. Now is the time you will have that baby. Now is the time, just like Anna, you will go back home. You will go back, to your husband, and you will be able to receive that promise, to receive that seed. I really don't know what that is for, but I sense that very strongly. So I just release that word, and I stand in agreement with you that this shall come to pass in your life as the Lord declared. So that's really what, the Lord was putting on my heart. And it took me back to my own story, my own journey. Back in 2017, I think I shared that before, 2016, I will say, it's 2015, we moved to Georgia, end of 2015. And our youngest at the time was about 3 months old. In 2016, end of 2016, the Lord laid on my heart to start, to just enroll into a coaching program. And at the time, it didn't make sense. Not only did it not make sense, but I thought the timing was off. I was like, now is not the time, God. I mean, I'm just launching, a new business. I was working on a different type of business, and my baby was just 3 months old, and my two oldest were like 5 and 2 at the time. And I'm like, no, we just moved to a new city, a new state. We know nobody. So really, that's not the time. I need to find my footing first. I need to, kind of feel anchored. I need to build my tribe, or I need to, kind of ease into my new routine or my new life a little bit. But then it was pressing. It was just pressing. And I said, you know what? He said, Camille, you're already doing it. I'm just asking you now to just go to school, just learn like on a professional level, learn the ins and outs of the business, right? Just kind of to structure it a little bit more. And I said, okay, if you ask, I prayed and I had the release and I said, you know what, I'll do it. My husband was very supportive, thank God. So I just joined, I signed up and I did it. And within a year or so, I completed. And even then, I just kind of finished it, but I didn't see why. Nothing has changed in my life. It was just one more certification. It was just one more program, right? One more course that I added to my pile. But I just didn't see the value at the time. I didn't understand. I didn't see why. The timing was off. And I'm sharing that because some of you may hear me and say, you have no idea what my life is like right now. You don't know what I'm going through right now. This is not the time. There is no way I can start this project. There is no way I can invest in this business. There is no way I can, join this venture. There is no way I can, maybe start a family or maybe change career. This is not the time. This is not the time maybe for me to just get back in to work or whatever. This is really not the time, but God is saying, yes, it is the time. Don't say in 4 months. Don't say later. Don't say, like in a few years or whatever. This is the time. He said, now is the time. The fields are ripe. Look at the field. Like he's telling you, they're ripe for harvest. So this is the time. Don't miss your opportunity. Don't miss your opportunity because the time is now. And God wants you to understand. God wants you to seize this moment. And I think many of us, we pray and we say, we're praying for a divine appointment, and we pray for God opportunities. We're really praying for God to open doors. And he said, now I'm opening those doors. Now I'm making those connections for you. And I want to share that a few days ago, maybe 3 or 4 days, not more than that, the Lord put that on my heart. And I knew it wasn't just for me. It was those kind of words that when you know it's talking to so many of us, to his body, really. And he said, I'm setting meetings that you will not even have been able to plan for yourself. I'm setting a meetings, that you will not have been able to plan for yourself. And as I heard it, I could sense in the spirit, and I had that vision of the Lord setting table. And it took me to the scripture in Psalm 23, when he said, the psalmist said, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. And I could see that it wasn't so much about the enemies. Right now, who cares? God does what he does, right? As long as the Lord is with us, we don't have to worry about the haters or the enemies. Nobody got time for that. But what is important, what matters, is that God himself is preparing the table. God himself is laying the opportunities. God himself is opening the doors. God himself is making a way. Because can't you see? It was Jesus himself that was right there with the Samaritan woman. He didn't send his disciples. He didn't send his assistants. He didn't send anybody else, right? He himself was there waiting for her to come to the well to draw the water. And he said, that's your moment. I'm here for you. I'm doing that for you. I'm breaking through for you. So if anything, I really pray that this message encourages you and kind of put things in perspective and put things in line, but also in motion for you, that you will no longer waste time, that you will not miss this time. You will not miss this moment. How many times do we read the scripture and we see that Jesus wept over Jerusalem when he said, you have missed your moment of visitation? And it will not be so for us. It will not be so for you. You will not miss that moment because you have ears that can hear the word of the Lord. You have ears that are tuned to the voice of God, and you can discern because he said, my sheep know my voice, and they listen, they obey. So I really pray that you heed to the voice of the Lord, and whatever is put on your heart to do, don't say later. Don't say, I'll come back to it. Don't say, now I don't really see, you know, how this will happen, or I don't have time for that, or maybe it's too soon, I need this. And we try to find all these excuses. And in the natural, it may sound right. In the natural, it may feel like you justified, right? It's legitimate. But God is saying, drop all these things. I know the time. I know the season. I am the master over the time and the season. So when God said, now is your time, you just say, yes, Lord, and you just do it. You know, and I pray that it will really lead you, and you will feel that empowerment, the grace of God that will come over you, that will really allow you to do, to move in the season the way He asked you to. And there are some people that I feel like God is saying, you need to release, you need to release. I don't know exactly what you need to release, but there are things or maybe people that God is asking you to release. And He said, now is the time. Now is the time to cut those chains. Now is the time to cut those strings. Now is the time to just let go, let go, let go, you know, of those thoughts, let go of those ideas, let go of that system, you know, the comfort zone where you were feeling so safe. Let go of that blanket, let go of that safety net, let go of all the things that make you feel safe, but in fact, you are not really safe. In truth, you are not really safe. So God is asking you right now to trust Him. God is asking you right now to make that leap, to take that leap of faith, you know, and to just go and to just jump and to just speak, write, do whatever, declare the word of the Lord, walk in the purpose that He has for you, do follow the instruction that He's asking you. It might just be a small step, just a tiny thing to do, but it's important that you obey, that you find yourself in sync with what God is doing, because you do not want to wait. And what I've learned in my own life, sometimes we feel like, if I don't do it now, I will do it later. Like I will do it, let's say, next month, or not this year, I will do it next year. But you know what we don't understand? And we can even be pretentious and arrogant to think that we control the time, that we can decide. You don't know what will be on the calendar next year. We don't know what will happen next month. You don't know what will happen in the next 6 months. So when God said it's now, it is now, because He knows. And I've had things that God has asked me to do in a particular season, and I thought, you know what, not now. I will do it, you know, next month or in 3 weeks or whatever. And guess what? There are things that I had to wait for years, you know, before that cycle came again. I had to wait for years for that season or that opportunity to present itself again. So let's not be caught up in that lie of, anyway, if it's the Lord, you know, you don't do it now, don't worry, you know, it'll bring you to it again. Or maybe if it doesn't happen, then it wasn't God. No. With God, there is also time. We need to discern and be aligned and walk in the divine timing of the Lord. You know, that kairos moment. We just don't want to walk around like people who have no discernment. If we do have discernment, you know, like it was even mentioned, the sons of Issachar, they knew, they discerned the times and the season, and they knew what Israel ought to do. So I will ask you, and I will leave you with this question. Do you know what you ought to do in this season? Do you know what you need to do in this season? Do you know what God wants you to do in this season? If not, I pray that you will seek Him, you will pray, and you will ask Him, and He will reveal. And as soon as you get the answer, just be obedient. If He said move, you move. If He says stop, you stop. If He said wait, you wait. So I just pray that this message will produce exactly what it was sent forth to do. And by God's grace, I will be back next week. So thank you for tuning in. Thank you for joining me on this episode. I hope you leave feeling empowered and inspired. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, leave a review if you enjoyed today's conversation. Until next time, stay well.